What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, we're ready, Tim. Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase. Our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick has stepped away for just a moment. He'll rejoin us. Chase McCabe live from our Hillside Medical Game Studio. And where is your best bud?
I don't know.
Elijah's telling me he's calling and calling.
I just texted him.
No Timmy.
I don't know if he's planning my surprise party or, like, what he's doing. But, I just texted him.
Huh. Was maybe he going to show up to the Hillside Medical Game Studio, possibly?
That'd be cool. I don't know if the limo will get up the hill, though. That's the problem.
It may bottom out.
Yeah.
Not built for limos.
May get stuck like a tour bus.
Is this kind of like Pretty Woman? Is he going to open up the sunroof and have flowers and have you look out the window, the studio window?
Maybe. You know what I think has probably happened is he may have had some TV today, and he might have had his phone on silent.
To be honest, I haven't seen him on TV.
Have you not?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I see Jeff Saturday.
But, yep. Oh. I've had it on, and I haven't seen him.
He just texted. He's getting me a present. He said to call him back.
Okay.
So. Call him back, Elijah.
Thank you for laughing at Pretty Woman reference. Did you seen that movie?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
I love Pretty Woman. That's a great movie. Richard Gere.
My guess is Elijah has not.
Probably not.
I heard crickets from him.
It's been a long time.
It's one of those when it's on TV, I may not sit and watch the whole movie, but I'll stop for a few minutes. Because it's a good movie. Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie. I'm not even going to ask if Ryan Porth. We know the answer.
We know.
So yeah,
he still hasn't seen Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
or A Few Good Men.
Yeah, no, there's no chance he's seen Pretty Woman.
Maybe moving to Chicago, he will. He'll watch some movies.
You think? I don't think so.
Well,
Why would that change?
Well, because he might have a little extra time. You know,
really?
Transition.
What's coming in a couple of months? He's going to have extra time.
Well, before that, that's true. Yeah, that's a very good point.
hey, Chase, that's not how it works, man.
Yeah, no, he's going to have less time. That's a good point.
That's not how it works.
Let's say hello to Tim Hasselbeck.
Tim, what's going on? I mean, we were just talking about you. Were you trying to get the stretch limo up the parking lot, kind of like Pretty Woman, open up the sunroof, have flowers for Chase, tell him congrats? What's going on?
You know what? I just was I was just making sure that, like, we had, like, the tent was okay, and I'm in charge of, you know, being such a close friend, I'm in charge of, like, the table settings and stuff, you know?
Okay. For the big party you're throwing?
Yeah. I mean, listen, even though the Twitter parade for Chase was significant, I feel like, you know, like a formal celebration is in store. And so we're just going to take care of it all. It's going to be amazing. And I'm not sure if you're invited, Darren, but it's going to be amazing.
Well, don't have it on the West Wing because nobody will have any cell service, okay? So don't do it
on
the
West. Hey, that might be a good thing.
I did move today because of that.
thank you, Tim.
Is Urban Meyer going
to... In all seriousness, I know we joke around and all of that, right? How long I've been doing this? It seems like
long
nearly
time.
10 years now. Yeah, yep. Nearly 10 years. It's always a lot of fun to come on and You know, I appreciate you guys, but you know, Chase has been a part of it from the jump, and so congrats, Chase. I know it has been a long time. You have worked really hard, and that's cool, super cool.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. It's been fun for sure.
Mark this moment in the show in almost a decade of doing. I mean, that we actually had a serious moment. So that's, mark this for just a second.
It's the last one.
Back to taking shots. Okay,
yes, here we go. Darren, you suck. There we go.
Oh, that's what I love about this segment. Urban Meyer, is he going to be available to show up to this party? Is he still going to be the coach of Jacksonville?
Listen, he may want to just hide. Like. Every time I'm like, you know, it's bad. I've been on some teams where the head coach was getting fired. But, you know, my first year in Washington was Spurrier's last year, and I think by all accounts that was a total disaster at the end. But there was still a part of me during that time was like, you know what? Like, he may end up surviving this, and this could get turned around. When I look at the Jacksonville situation, I'm like, wow, this is really bad. And then, you know, I've read some of the stuff like where he's asked about a player maybe playing more snaps, and he's like, yeah, you know, I think he's done great with, you know, more snaps, and the guy hasn't played a single snap. I'm like, this keeps getting worse. Like, I didn't think it could, but it keeps getting worse. And I think part of what happens when situations like this happen, I start to question whether or not the guy wants to survive it, right? Like, when you saw him shake hands with Mike Vrabel after the game, like, does that look like a guy that wants to be the head coach of Jacksonville next year?
No, I said yesterday, Timmy, he looked like a guy that's just saying, just shoot me. Like, that's what he looked like.
Yeah, like, hey, this is harder than I thought. I've made too many mistakes, you know, already, and pulling myself out of it, like, I'm just not up for it. Like, that's, could be wrong, I don't know him personally, but that's what that looks like to me.
Well, in all seriousness, since we're going to be, you know, serious on this show today, well, I mean, what, you've been around this game a long time. I mean, when you hear all this stuff, Tim, I mean, you've been in those locker rooms, you've been around these coaches, I mean, not even knowing the plane, I mean, you've got your franchise quarterback going to you saying, hey, can you put our leading rusher back? Can he play? I mean, is that something you want your star quarterback worrying about? You hear the stuff, you know, about calling his assistants losers, not knowing who's playing, who's not, the handshake. I mean, all this stuff. I don't need to go down the list. We all know the list. Does that sound like a guy? I mean, what does that tell you when you hear all this stuff?
I mean, he's doing a bad job. Somebody sent me a text about this last night, and his text was, just because you've won doesn't mean you're a winner. And then he finished it, and he's like, he's a loser. That's what that's what this person said to me. And it was kind of like, wow. You know, there are a few things. You mentioned going down the list. The thing that, and like I said, I don't know him personally. When all that stuff with the video happened earlier this year, and then he was talking about it, and then he brought up Trevor Lawrence in his bachelor party. Do you guys remember that? Like,
yes.
That was the thing. I was like, wait a minute. Like, what just happened here? Like, why is somebody else's name in your mouth about what you just did? And that for me, and I know for other guys, you know, kind of raised some eyebrows. And I think the other aspect of it is this. I played for a lot of coaches that were very demanding. I'll give you a good example. Tom Coughlin was as demanding of a coach that I think I've ever been around, and not just for the players, but also for the coaches. Off-season projects that guys were grinding on, and long hours in the team facility, even during the off season. You know, he's a no stone unturned kind of guy. All of that to say, the personal relationship that he was willing to have with everybody. And I don't know, that to for the most part just be a stand-up guy, regardless of the situation. I remember my grandfather died. I had to miss some time. I know some other guys have gone through some personal stuff and had to go to him with it. And the way that he handled all that stuff, like, was like, you know what, he's demanding, but, like, he cares about me as a man and as a person. And I just, when I see the stuff that you're referring to, I'm like, you know what, this guy doesn't care about anything but himself. So that's my takeaway, and when that happens, I don't think you have any shot.
And Chase knows this because I've been saying this for years on the show. There's been many times over the years at the Opryland Hotel where they've had all the coaches, right, the convention out mm-hmm. there, and all the and the who's who. They would all be out there, and there were times over the years where we'd go out there and do our show, and whether it was Mack Brown, who was the coach at Texas at the time, or Jim Tressel, who was the coach at Ohio State at the time. Like I said, they're all out there. In fact, I'll never forget, Kyle Whittingham had just started at Utah. Who knew he was going to have the mm-hmm. career that he's had?
And who did he replace?
Right. Yes. Thank you. And that. But I was around Urban Meyer in private settings, and Chase knows. I've said for years. I was like, look, the guy's a hell of a coach, at least at the college level. But as a human being, just the small sampling that I was around him, man, he is somebody I absolutely do not root for. I mean, I've been very vocal about it. Like, he is not a good person. I saw things that I wanted to go take a shower. It was gross. And I was like, wow, is this what this dude is really like? And my point is, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay. You can get away with it when you're winning at a high level, at a high clip, right? These guys can, but the minute you're not successful and you're like that as a human being, man, you've got no chance. Like, no one is rooting for you, right? No one's coming to your aid. And that's what I think he's facing right now. The only thing he's got going in his favor is he's got a big contract. It's going to be really, really expensive for them to move on from him.
Yeah, man, you're right about all of that stuff. And, you know, maybe there was a time and place where some of that stuff was all right. I think guys look around now at some of the experiences for other people. Just look at here locally. I don't think anybody would doubt. Like Mike Vrabel is intense. And Mike Vrabel, I think, probably, you know, is going to command and demand, you know, hard work and accountability. And, you know, I don't think that he's going to be real delicate with, you know, certain things that he wants done properly. All of that to say, like, I think it's been pretty well documented that, like, you know, if you're a coach on his staff and, you know, your son's got a, you know, whatever, a Halloween party at school, or, you know, and it's important for you to be there, that he wants you to be there. Like, I think there are elements of how people get treated in that profession now that have changed over time, and it doesn't have to sacrifice, you know, production. And it just seems like he's going about it, you know, going about it the wrong way. And I think there's probably enough coaches that realize, like, look, I don't need to put up with this either.
Yeah, who was it, Chase? Was it Butch Jones? Who was the coach of tennis? Rocker, you know, his kid's pitching as a freshman, and they wouldn't let him leave?
Yeah.
I think that was Butch, wasn't it? I don't think that was JP, I don't think.
I'll give you an example. I talked to Dabo Sweeney before a game I called in Louisville of his this year. And his sons were warming up out on the field, and I'm standing there with him. And I said, oh, you have one more. And he's like, oh, yeah, I played last night in the high school finals. He said, you know, the thing that we did for, you know, it's high school playoffs, state playoffs in South Carolina right now. So all of the coaches that had sons playing in the high school playoffs last night, we all flew up after their games together so that we could see them. And listen, some people might be like, oh, you didn't travel up with the team, or, you know, all those different things. But, like, there are ways to figure this out now. Like, we're not in the 1960s. Like, let's figure it out to make this a better experience for everybody involved. And I just think that's the right way to do it. The idea that, you know, I don't know. That just, again, I'll use Vrabel as the example. I don't think he's seen every single one of his son's games, but he's made the games that he could go to, and I bet you that his son really appreciates it. And truthfully, he's been prepared to coach every football game he's coached this year. It can be done.
It's subject to change, but I'm asking you today. So I want to hear your answer today, because I know there's still more of a body. There's four more games. But today in the AFC, the Patriots would be the one seed. If we were going into wild card weekend, the Titans would be hosting the Bills. The Chiefs would be hosting the Colts. And the Ravens would be hosting the Chargers. That would be the AFC. That would be the playoffs on the AFC side, which has the Browns, Bengals, Broncos, Steelers on the outside looking in. Do you think today, when I'm asking you this, this is how it's going to end up, or who are you taking out and inserting in there?
Yeah, so here's the way I looked at it. I think there are 5 7-win teams, right? There are 5 7-win teams. And I did this the other night with Van Pelt. I think two of them are getting in. And the two that I think are getting in it was not the Colts, because the Colts are the team that I think is the best team that's going to miss. I think the Browns are the team that's getting in, and I think that who is the other one that's getting in? Who is the team
Browns,
that plays?
Browns, Broncos, Steelers?
No, it's because it's not the Broncos, and it's not the Steelers. There's a team that the three of their last four, just they're winnable. You know, that's the part of it for me. So I think the Browns can get there.
Are you talking about the Dolphins, maybe?
No, I'm not talking about the stall. Who are the other teams?
That's really it. That's there's nobody else within striking distance.
What's the Bengals have a brutal schedule. The Bengals finish out with everyone with a winning, winning record.
The teams on the bubble are Browns, Bengals, Broncos, Steelers, Raiders, Dolphins. I mean, that's it.
And the Raiders, Dolphins are below 500.
Yeah.
What's the Bronco? It's not the Broncos fall. So it's Browns. It's Bengals, Browns, so it's Browns. And then who's the other one that I was picking? This is so bad that it's happened the other night.
So you didn't
know.
Have the Colts or the Bills or Chargers? Chargers?
Oh, no, it's the Bills. The Bills.
Oh, but they're currently in right now, even at 7-6.
So you have the what you're saying is you have the Browns replacing the Colts, and the Browns get in, and so do the Bills.
Yeah, look at the Colts. Look at the Colts final four.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Their schedule is brutal.
So here's my thing. If you look at their final four, you go, they're not going to win three of them.
They got the Jags, so that is a win. But they've got the Cardinals out there after the Patriots this week.
Oh, that's what it is. They're the ones. They have the Cardinals and the Patriots.
Yeah.
So just say they lose those two games, all right? And so then say they split their final four. All right, so they get to 9. Now go look at Cleveland. Like, Cleveland can win their next three. Cleveland plays Green Bay. They'll lose that game, okay? But they get the Steelers. Who do they get? They get the Bengals at home the last week of the season. And
the Raiders this week.
Yeah, Raiders week. Packers, Steelers, Bengals.
Yeah, so think about it. Can they beat the Raiders? Yep, they can beat the Raiders. Now, listen, that might be the game. Say they lose to Green Bay, and then they've got the Steelers and Bengals. And, you know, the two things I would say about the Steelers and the Bengals that are kind of like, all right, well, if there's something that you don't like about those teams, there's a couple of things. One, the Steelers aren't stopping anybody from running the ball. And two, they're not good at pass protecting. And neither are the Bengals. And what are the Browns amazing at? They're amazing at rushing the passer. And so I think Cleveland, that's why I went that direction. I'm thinking about it. Like that is like that's the difference to me. So I think it's likely the Browns win three out of their next four.
Okay. So the Browns are in, Colts are out.
Yeah, because I don't think the Colts can win three.
Yeah.
Like do any of you guys think the Colts are winning three?
hard-pressed when you know that their next two games are Patriots at Arizona.
Yeah.
Right, so which team out of those two? That's really what it boiled down to, because the Bills are a gimme with their three. Like, if the Bills don't win three out of their next four, then, like, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. But so that's what it comes down to. It's like, all right, well, who out of those other four teams can win three games? And I think Cleveland's got the better shot of anybody else that's in that mix.
So it's interesting in this conversation that you haven't brought up Baltimore, because they got the Packers, the Bengals, yep, the Rams, and the Steelers as their last four.
Yep.
And they've been going the wrong way, Tim. I mean, just the way they played, who knows if Lamar, how healthy he is. So what do you think there? So you have the Browns in. Do you have them in winning the division or just the wild card?
Because
I don't trust Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, after seeing, like, this past weekend. Look, I think the situation there is, like how hurt do you think Lamar is? And, you know, what's interesting is I do think that Huntley will play better if he knows he's playing than when he gets thrown in. So I think that you know, I look at that situation. But so I would still roll with Baltimore to win the division.
Tim Hasselbeck is with us, ESPN NFL analyst. So
you're right. The Ravens' schedule is
– it's brutal.
Packers at Cincy, Rams, Steelers. Man.
And Cleveland just put some guys on the COVID list too.
But they have a game up, so you have to keep that in mind. They have a game
up
on the Browns.
Well, and you know, you just mentioned it a little bit too. I mean, think about this. Like, I mean, obviously on a much different scale, and not to make light of it, but like last night, you know, my phone is blowing up. You know, like I guess it would have been the afternoon. And it's this text thread with, you know, my brother and Schefter and Mort and all these guys, because we're playing Schefter in fantasy football and our tight ends are just, you know, last minute could put on the COVID list and we're late now. You know what I mean? Like, we had played everybody, so we got to play Schefter with no tight end because of the COVID situation. And, you know, Schefter has the report that, whatever, 36, 37 guys tested positive this week. And, you know, like, I feel like we've kind of, you know, Aaron Rodgers has missed some time. Like, we almost have become a little bit numb to it. But think of the impact that can have now. And I almost feel like it was not as big of a deal last year for whatever reason. You know, we had some, you know, the schedule got changed, but we got late in the year and didn't really feel like it was impacting football games. I do feel like with a month left, we're seeing games that are going to be impacted by it. I mean, think about Green Bay. They play the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't score any points, and they lose because Jordan Love can't generate any offense. Think of how differently that game would be if Aaron Rodgers were able to play.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you want to go on and read him Schefter's tweet about the Browns, the team he just picked to get in
this weekend? Yeah. So they've put Jarvis Landry, Jedrick Wills, Austin Hooper, Wyatt Teller, McKinley, the defensive end, Drew Forbes, JoJo Natson, and Ross Travis all on the COVID list.
Eight players.
Yeah, and as we sit here on a Tuesday, you know, depending on their vaccination status, you know, they could all be coming back at different times based on what it was, correct?
Yeah, it just depends. It just depends for sure. I did want to ask you about, you know, the Titans win 20-0 against Jacksonville. What did you see offensively out of them? Tannehill doesn't turn the ball over, but has a rushing touchdown, does not throw a passing touchdown. They had four turnovers. The defense had four turnovers and couldn't capitalize on them. I thought it was just kind of, you know, a bland offense, and they weren't taking shots downfield. What did you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it was one of those performances where you're like, man, like, as poorly as this has gone for Jacksonville. And look, anytime you get a shutout in the NFL, it's impressive. But, yeah, like, there was an element of that where it was like, this should really be like 45-0. And so I think it's a tricky situation where it's like, look, you shut a team out in the NFL, you should feel good about the win. And I get the sense that the team did feel that way. But Chase, I think you're right. Like, there was probably an element of it as well where you're like, look, that was maybe not the most impressive feeling 20-0 win that, you know, that you've seen, you know, from them. I think it's been clear, you know, and we've talked about this when they sign Adrian Peterson. It's like, look, there's got to be somewhat of an evolution of the offense or an alteration of the offense. And so, you know, you're not going to reinvent yourself in a full day. You also don't want to take a total departure from what you believe in and kind of how the rest of your team is structured. You're getting guys, some guys back healthy. You're finding new roles for other players. And so I just think that, like, that's what the offense is going to look like for a while. I do. And so I think the report about, you know, Derrick Henry, you know, being on or ahead of schedule, maybe being able to return, was such a significant one.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, I'm still of the, hey, I'll believe it when I see it. That's just kind of how I feel with him. But getting A.J. Brown back in a couple of weeks, getting Dupree back on defense, you know, some of the other bodies, and then the offensive line. I mean, the offensive line is just that, – that's what's been hard, is they've been so banged up.
Yeah, and so you think about, you know, that obviously going to impact the quarterback, especially when you've got receivers out. And then the other aspect of it is like, all right, hey, we don't have this amazing runner. We're signing guys off the street or practice squads, and we want them to run really well, and but we're dealing with issues on our offensive line. Like, I think it's one of these things where, like, if you can survive it, which it looks like they're going to, if you can survive it, you're going to be so much better off coming out on the other side.
For sure. Tim, appreciate it as always. Oh, and think what?
That's it.
That's it. We're done.
That's it. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Tim, we'll let you get back to planning the party.
Hey, just, you know, when, like, do we think this is going to change, Chase, though? Like, that'd be my only fear, you know? Like, they do movies about this type of thing where, like, guy makes it, changes, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not going
to
change.
So for you to bring that up, there is a little bit of, I sense a little bit of fear that you think this could be in the cards a little bit.
Like, as long as, like, the truck he showed up in today, like, wasn't, like, jacked way, way up on these big tires or something. Like, as long as he didn't do that, like, day one, you know? Like,
I'll be honest. We had Jeff – Tim, we had Jeff Brohm on yesterday, Purdue's fine coach, who we got to know when he was at Western Kentucky. We had a great conversation with him, and we brought up, you know, here's Jeff Brohm. He's making millions to coach college football in the Big Ten, and he's driving an old Honda that he did give us an update on that evidently is on the shelf. It's not working. He's got to get it fixed, but he's driving an old beat-up Honda. There is a little bit – there's a piece of me when I'm thinking, you know, if Chase at the big time, would he be driving the old Honda? I kind of feel like – you ever see the Dave Chappelle skit when he got Oprah pregnant?
No.
I kind of feel like there's a little bit of that in Chase, like he could come in – to the office and look, say, I'm rich, you know what, and, you know. So there is I know where you're going with this. I think there is a chance.
Tim, you have nothing to worry about. You know, I'm still going to be humble.
Couple earrings, leather jacket with a collar, turns out. Like, I mean, just can't hide money, just burning it, like that kind of thing. Hey, yeah. Listen, all I know is if that coaches, you guys go back to that coaches convention and you're talking to coaches, do not let Nick Saban slap you on the leg, okay? Do not let that happen, okay?
Hey, well, hey, I know where not to go with the question to have that not happen.
Tim, I want to thank you for coming on my show. So thanks so much for that.
Hey, it's always great to come on your show, Chase.
It's good to see he's going to stay grounded. Tim, always appreciate it. Thanks for doing this. All right. Hey, no Wi-Fi issues either today.
Oh, that's good.
How about that? He was
good.
Money.
It's clear, didn't cut out.
He was good. Money. He must have been on the East Wing today. All right, let me talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs.
Tell us.
MD. When we come back, I'm going to give you some NFL predictions according to 538. Have you heard of this Twitter site, 538? They have over a million followers.
I've seen it, yeah.
Well, they've broken down exactly what it looks like to win the division, make the playoffs, first round bye, win the Super Bowl, all of that on the other side, and I'll tell you about it. But first I'm going to talk about my friends at Cool Springs. Although Willie is back, so maybe I didn't know if he was going to be back or not, so I was making an adjustment on the fly.
You were calling it audible. You were saying Omaha.
Well, right, because I didn't know what his status was, because we were going to do our top 10. So anyway, we'll figure it out on the other side. But I do want to talk to you about them over there. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff can help you. And they're very serious about weight loss management. And at some point in your adult life, you're going to deal with unwanted pounds, right, that you want to shed. And they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and it gets tougher as we age. It's definitely a lot more challenging. Well, their experienced staff can talk to you about PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally hormone therapy. Maybe you've been feeling off lately and you can't figure out why. Maybe you haven't had the same drive or the same energy, or you've been experiencing mood swings. Well, get your levels checked. They dip as you get older, and they could dip to an all-time low, which could affect you in all of those areas. And they would be more than happy to discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all under one roof out there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Hey, we've got a pregame show on Sunday, you know, before the Titans-Steelers game. It'll be at Corner Pub downtown. Corner Pub downtown. Pregame show, Jared Stillman, Mark Howard, forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Corner Pub downtown, which is located at 151 Fifth Avenue North. I've been there many times. Great place. In fact, Chase, I think we've been there together. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
NFL pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Tim really questioned at the end, Willie, on whether Chase was going to change because of all this. Does he have maybe in it him to be like the Dave Chappelle skit? You know, when he walked into work and said, he's rich because Oprah's pregnant, who was his boo at the time. Or does he stay grounded? Is he like Jeff Brom? Is he just going to keep, you know, driving the 1987 Honda Accord to work, even though he's got millions? What do you think? Are you concerned that he changes?
I'm not concerned. I definitely see a lot more Brom there.
Thank you.
Do you?
Yeah, I see more Brom.
Okay.
I'm confident. Chase has won over the crew. I told the group up in New York, our broadcast crew, I gave him the scoop, Chase, on Saturday.
Nice.
And they were happy for you, man. You've won their respect over time. Not that you didn't
even
have it, but I'm just saying.
Skillsy? Wow.
Oh, Skillsy. Yeah, he's a big fan. He's a big fan.
He's a beauty. That's Skillsy. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's been overwhelming in a good way. So, yeah, outpouring of support.
Well, that was boring. So let's move on. I was kind of hoping for a little bit more fun.
I got to be honest.
That was really boring.
I'm not big on the. I don't know the Chappelle skit. I don't.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't resonating with me. So I.
It's been so long since I remember it, but it's been so long since I've seen it.
Well, you kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go over the top. Changes. You know, because of the promotion. We've all seen it. There's been, as Tim said, there's been many movies made.
The thing. I didn't win $200 million. So, I mean, it's, you know.
It's maybe it's not about the, it's not really about the money thing. It's about the status.
The power.
The power. Yeah. It can go to people's head.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting shout outs from a NHL general manager. That's pretty cool. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys familiar with the site 538?
Yes.
Elijah gave me a good little story during the break. He said 538 helped him in college at MTSU.
heavily. The reason I was able to pass some of my sociology and political science classes.
There you go. They
538 is, just so people know, Nate Silver used to work for Baseball Prospectus. That's where he got his rise. So he was a baseball guy with analytics, and he has expanded and created the 538, and now he is, you know, great at predicting elections, and he's delved into other sports. That site is awesome. You got to be a little bit wired to enjoy the analytics part of it, but if you do, it's very insightful.
So they go through team by team, and they're kind of, you know, the same deal, the analytics. They're right now today, as they said, to make the playoffs, win the division, first round bye, win the Super Bowl. Who do you think they have as the highest rated team to win the Super Bowl at 19%?
The Chiefs.
No. Chiefs are at 12%, fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Patriots are third at 15%.
Packers.
Packers are second at
18%. Let's just work our way up.
Yeah.
Buccaneers.
The Bucs, 19%. Yeah. So the Bucs, 19%, Packers, 18%, Patriots, Chiefs, and then there's a fall off. They kind of have it as the big four. And then who do you think they have coming in at five? It's pretty interesting.
Cowboys.
The rest of the list. Cowboys, no.
I'll
just leave it at that. I'm going to tell you the list here soon, but no.
So not the Cowboys. Cardinals?
The Cardinals at 7%.
Hmm.
Who's next? I was a little surprised by that. Who's next? Now, this one's going to be a wow.
So not the Cowboys. Wow. Titans? Willie?
The L.A. Chargers. Not Rams.
That's a wow.
The L.A. Chargers.
That's a wow.
Not L.A. Rams. Chargers next, followed by whom?
Willie?
Titans.
Yeah. So the Titans are above the Rams, Cowboys, Bills, Ravens. Rams are after the Titans. Cowboys. Look how far they have the Cowboys down. Bills below them. Then the Ravens. Then the Colts. Then the 49ers. Then everybody else is like below 1%.
That's interesting.
Browns, Bengals, Broncos.
So do they look at, well, are,
so that's to win the Super Bowl. Bucks,
are they basing this on matchups right now, what the matchups would be right now? Because you got the Titans would play the Bills in the first round. Cowboys would play the Rams. So, I mean, you could make the argument that the path is a little easier for the Titans.
They factor in all this stuff. They factor in the rest of their schedule that they use a lot, as Willie was pointing, a lot of nerdy stuff, current quarterback adjustment, you know, 1 week change. I mean, there's a lot of things they have factored in. They get their little lab. So to make the playoffs, no surprise, everybody is, I think the only thing that was a little bit surprising to me was, what do you think the odds, what do they have the percentages of the Titans making the playoffs and the Titans winning the division?
99 to make the playoffs, 95 to win the division?
It's got to be up there because the magic number is 2. They just got to.
Yeah. It's 99 to make the playoffs, 96% to win the division. What about a first round bye?
I'd say that's like 85%, just because the Patriots have the tiebreaker.
But, well, there's only one think bye, it's 80, right?
Right. There's you think well, so. True. That's the one seed. So you give them 85%.
35%.
Oh yeah, you're right. No, you're right. It's below 50.
24%.
Yeah.
Which is actually, listen to this. It's higher than the Chiefs. It's higher than everybody in the AFC but one team, the Patriots. So they figure the Titans are going to stay in the spot that they're in right now and be the two seed, because that's where they are currently.
Hmm.
They have the Patriots as the pretty heavy favorite to get the first round bye.
What's their percentage for first round bye?
47%.
Wow.
I in fact, still think
they have the highest
twists and turns in this thing.
They have the highest first round bye percentage of any team, because obviously the NFC is a little bit more top heavy, right? A little bit. We identify the better teams, but they think the Packers have the best percentage of getting the first round bye.
Hmm. Which right now would be on, you know, it's where they are.
It's pretty interesting. You know, going back to what Tim was saying, he could see the Browns getting in and the Colts not getting in. They do not agree with that. They think the Colts have a 67% chance of making the playoffs. The Browns have a 40% chance. Colts winning the division, we know it's going to be really, really low because they have the Titans at 96%. So they have the Colts at a 4% chance of winning the division. Browns, totally different in that division, right? A little bit more wide open, 25% to win the division.
I want to push back. I heard Tim and his logic, which makes a lot of sense about the Colts, but I think the Colts are going to win one of those games.
Do you really?
They have two easier games.
Patriots.
Games.
I think it's this week.
You think they beat the Patriots?
I do.
Yeah, it's a low line, right?
I do. I think the Patriots are due to
come back to earth a little bit. Yeah. They're not this good.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're good, obviously, but it's hard to go on a run like they are, you know, and not lose the rest of the way. And so I think this has the opportunity to be the one that they slip up on. It's only two. The Colts are the favorite. The Colts are a 2-point favorite at home.
Hmm. Yeah, that was a little surprising to me to see them as the favorite.
A little bit.
Both are coming off a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, Colts. But you give them a better shot of winning this. Is it because it's at home?
Yeah, I think it's at home.
They're at Arizona next week.
I think this one, just being a home game, gives them the better shot. And I just think that, you know, the way that you look at how the Patriots beat the Bills and with the conditions and not throwing the football, and, you know, there's some luck involved there. And I know that was the game plan, but that there's some luck involved, and I just think they're due. I think they're due to slip up. And coming off a bye, even though they're both coming off a bye, I think coming off a bye gives them a chance to do that. So,
yeah, I would probably say that I trust the Colts more than I do the Browns. Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
So
we still have a month to go in the season. That is what's really something to think about. You have a month of football left. So many things can happen over the course of a month.
Yeah, and
like what we just saw while you guys were talking to Tim. Boom. Browns lose back 6 guys. Now, I don't know if they'll all not be able to play
8
on Sunday.
8.
Well, but of the 8, there's at least 6 there that are important guys.
Mm-hmm.
Important
True.
Guys. You know, that changes everything for them.
No doubt.
So that could happen to another team. They had more positive tests. You know, we saw what the Rams had to deal with last night. That's going to happen to teams. So that's an X factor in here over the next 4 weeks.
So
it's hard to predict.
Here's my question. For Patriots Colts, if you're a Titans fan, who are you going for? Because if the Colts lose and then you win the next day, you have clinched the division. You win the AFC South.
Or
that's done. Or
if the Colts win and you win, you're now all of a sudden vying for that top spot.
You are, yeah. I mean, you're the number one seed.
Well, no, because they don't hold the tiebreaker.
But the record, the records would be different. They would have more. The Titans would be a game ahead of the Patriots for the number one seed with the win. If the Patriots lose, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because they're both 9-4 right now.
So the Titans would move
to 10-4, gotcha. And they would fall to 9-5. So
it's a really good question. I think, to me, if we believe in what we've said, that it's vitally important, especially for what this team has faced all year, to have that extra bye, it's vitally important for them to get that one seed. And, oh, by the way, home field advantage, which that is something I don't think we talk about enough. Mike Vrabel, since he's been the head coach, their home record has been fantastic. They've done a lot of winning at home. In fact, what is it?
I'd
like to know that. They've been pretty darn successful at home. And to get that extra week, look, the odds are them stumbling to Indy are slim, right? I mean, they still have a game against the Texans. I know the Dolphins 49ers becomes a little bit more trickier. But you've still got this Pittsburgh game. I think personally you're going for that one seed.
I'm going for the Colts this weekend. I think
root for the Colts.
I think the pathway to winning the division, because you have the tiebreaker, is easier than the pathway to getting the number one seed. And so you want to take the number one seed route this week, so go for the Colts. And have the Colts win. You got to take care of business in Pittsburgh, but have the Colts win, and then you have one game up on the Patriots, because the Colts schedule is harder than the Patriots too. And so you have, even if they win this week, going to Arizona is going to be tough the next week for Indy. I don't trust Buffalo to beat New England. I mean, Buffalo is going the wrong way. New England's got to play Buffalo next week, then the Jags, and then they close with the Dolphins. So their schedule's easier. I just think you got, if the Colts can help you out this week, then everything shakes out, and because you have the tiebreaker, you still win the division and the number one seed.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question, and I think the answer should be even though it sounds crazy. You root for the Colts to win that game.
Willie, what do you think?
I think you just let it play out, but I think the best scenario for the Titans, I believe if I'm the Titans, I can't be nervous that I can't hold off the Colts. I have to believe I'm good enough. I'll take care of my own business and hold them off. You need two more wins, and there's nothing the Colts can do. You might need a little help to catch the Patriots, so I would root for the Colts.
Yep. I think that's your answer.
See, you can root for your team, your Colts team. You can cheer for them.
There you go.
I never root for the Colts. I think they're a good team. I think when you can run the ball the way they can run it, in December, it plays into your advantage. That's why I think the Patriots are going to be tough to beat too, but that's why I think the Titans. I still love the Titans where they are right now. If they can get the pieces back, they have the formula, they can win the whole thing. They got to get the big fella back. That's a big X factor, but I feel like he's coming back. He'll be back. at some point before this is all over. He'll be in there.
It certainly does feel a lot different today than, let's say, 6 weeks ago, right? I would agree with you on that. It is starting to feel like, okay, I guess they're going to have him back.
And I'm excited about an invigorated rest at A.J. Brown. I think that could be a big thing.
Me too.
Give me those two guys and give me Bud Dupree. And I think they have all the pieces in place to catch a second win and really start driving at home.
Well,
and in the regular season with momentum, whether they end up with the one seed or not.
Agreed. They get those guys back in place. They're going to be certainly discussed as one of the teams to beat for sure, and maybe the team to beat. I don't know. I guess it depends on how it all shakes out.
How we started this segment with 538 and Football Outsiders is very similar philosophically. You know, they crunch the numbers, but the factor of getting your pieces back like that, it's hard for analytics to really track that. You know, they can't, when they factor in the Titans, they're not factoring in what Derrick Henry would mean.
Right. No.
Coming in at the end there.
No. We'll come back. We'll start the final hour with Philip Fulmer. We'll do that next year on Darren Donica Chase, but right now I'm going to talk to you about Gratian CBD. You hear me talk about them every day on the show because they present the show, and we really appreciate that. And if you're somebody that's dealing with aches and pains all over your body, or, you know, because maybe you've been very active lately, you've been working out, or you just get aches and pains because of age or what have you, and you're searching for that solution like most all of us do, well, I've got it. It's Gratian CBD. Gratian means healing, and that right there says a lot. Gratian is locally and organically sourced CBD products from right here in Middle Tennessee. From seed to final cell, Gratian is passionate about providing quality products for everyday use and for your pets, too. If you have pets that maybe have aches and pains, older pets, and hard for them to get around, or a pet with medical issues, like myself, or like us with a female German Shepherd, try their pet tincture. But they have got pet treats that have the CBD oil in them, and it can really re-energize your pets. You'll see a big change in them. Right now, if you order anything online at CratianCompany.com, when you check out, before you check out, make sure you put in the promo code DDC25, DDC25, that will give you 25% off your order. Put that in there, DDC25, when you check out at CratianCompany.com. Gratian CBD, curated for life.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.